At the 2013 American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting, I am visiting with Patrick Campbell. Patrick, tell me where you're from. What you do?
I am from Spring Hill, Tennessee, about 40 miles south of Nashville. We're a dairy farmer, about the third generation, bringing the fourth onto the scene. What we're doing today is we're presenting some of our historical photographs and some reminiscing about some of the advances in agriculture, particularly in the dairy industry since the end of World War II until today. We brought some pictures from our farm and talk a couple of pieces of memorabilia or things that have been used on the property there to enhance dairy operation, and donating them to an exhibit that the Smithsonian's hoping to open up in the spring of 2015, and that it will highlight some of the advances and the changes in production agriculture from about the mid-40s up until today.
So what do you think about what the Smithsonian's putting together?
I think it's an extremely important exhibit. I'm excited that they're going to go in and try to dispel some of the myths that seem to be present today in the consuming public about what agriculture is and how it's done, and demonstrate that it is an extremely important, extremely passionate organization or group of people that do it and are involved in it.
How long did it take you to put together the items, and how did you actually come in contact with them to do that?
The way I was approached by Mr. Pettis Reed, the Director of Information for Tennessee Farm Bureau, and he was selected as one of two people across the United States to come up with some of the displays to go in, or the articles to go into this exhibit. He contacted me late November, early December, and asked for a few of these things that we've come with today. I've known Mr. Reed for probably 35, 40 years, and he's known a little of the history of our operation, our farm, and somehow or the other, our name got kicked into the process, and it's quite an honor, and hopefully that we can encourage other farmers to come across and help explain the programs and how passionate we are in trying to produce a good quality and safe supply of food.
Well, imagine a lot of people are going to be seeing some of your pictures and those items as we look into go into the future once they get it on display.
We hope so. It's very humbling to know that you're going to be one of the first that's displayed in this, but maybe we'll encourage some other people to come out, and hopefully we can tell a story of agriculture that's free of myth and misperception, and we'll actually tell the true story as it is.
Well, thank you very much, Patrick Campbell. We've been visiting here at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.